Queensland is home to nearly 1,000 threatened animal species and the diverse range of habitats. Despite that staggering statistic, Queensland has the smallest percentage of land listed as national park in Australia. Conservationists are accusing the Queensland government of sitting on its hands, as Stephanie Smale reports.
Even in a suburban nature reserve in Brisbane South, conservation scientist Martin Taylor can find up to 200 species of birds. Despite the pressures of urban development here, it's not the future of this small area that the researcher from the World Wildlife Fund is worried about.
We're looking at threatened species that are really down at low numbers, so yakka skink, ornamental snake. There's a host of reptiles that are in the Brigalow Belt that are endemic there, only found in the Brigalow Belt. There's a butterfly that's only found in the Brigalow Belt that's endangered.
And it's within this vast Brigalow Belt area, which extends over millions of hectares from Townsville in the north to the New South Wales border, that Martin Taylor would like to see more national parks.
It's economic nonsense, and I just don't understand why the government doesn't have a huge budget to buy new national parks, because national parks generate tourism dollars. I mean, we're talking about, and this was a decade ago, $4.43 billion were being spent by visitors to national parks in Queensland.
The Queensland government has committed to ensuring that 17% of the state is covered by some sort of environmental protection by 2021. Only 8% currently falls into that category, compared with 23% in Western Australia and 42% in Tasmania. And just a fraction of Queensland's protected areas are designated as national parks, the only level of protection that bans mining and forestry development. Laura Hahn is from Queensland's National Parks Association.
Nature refuges and other protected areas certainly provide a contribution, but they're not protected from resource extraction, and therefore you can invest huge amounts of money, like in Bimblebox, and yet a mine can come along and clear those areas.
The Bimblebox Nature Refuge is in central Queensland's Galilee Basin. Clive Palmer's Waratah Coal Company was given environmental approvals to develop a massive mine on the Nature Refuge, which could put endangered species like the black-throated finch at risk. Laura Hahn believes national park declarations are the only way to stop this type of development from happening.
In 5 and 10 years' time, when perhaps they realise the money is needed, those properties will be gone. They will be cleared.
The Palaszczuk government argues more than 1 million hectares has been protected since it was elected in 2015, although that's less than a 1% increase in the total area. A spokesman for the Environment Department says $9.5 million has been set aside in this year's budget to buy properties of high conservation value. And while he acknowledges nature refuges don't exclude activities like mining, he says work is underway to develop new layers of protection for those areas. But Martin Taylor from the World Wildlife Fund says private entities such as Bush Heritage are doing more of the heavy lifting than the government.
We've had dreadful situations where Bush Heritage, for example, was on its own, basically without help from government, stepped in and saved the last refuge of the night parrot. Now, that's shocking. The Commonwealth put no money to that. Queensland helped a bit, but why wasn't it made a national park by Queensland? Outrageous.
Martin Taylor from the World Wildlife Fund, ending that report from Stephanie Smale.